In U.S. politics today, attention is turning west with primaries in Arizona and caucuses in Idaho and Utah. In Arizona, the Grand Canyon state, the Republican presidential primary is a winner-take-all vote. Jude Jaffe Block from Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix explains.
1,237. That's how many delegates the Republican presidential candidate needs to clinch the nomination. And this year, there's a chance no candidate will hit that number, forcing a contested convention where delegates will vote in multiple rounds. Right now, it's impossible Ohio Governor John Kasich can get to 1,237. It's pretty unlikely for Texas Senator Ted Cruz. But Donald Trump could hit that number.
So Arizona becomes important in the next phase of the Trump campaign.
Fred Salop is a political scientist at Northern Arizona University. Arizona is a winner-take-all state, and Trump is favored to take all 58 delegates. Salop says if Trump can keep his momentum going,
he's going to have enough delegates to walk into the convention and win the nomination.
But if Trump falls short of 1,237 delegates,
then we have a floor battle taking place, and Donald Trump is already making noise about the convention, saying that his people will riot if he's denied the nomination.
This past Saturday, thousands turned out to see Trump speak in Fountain Hills, a suburb outside of Phoenix.
Are we winning or what? Look at the numbers. Man!
But concern that Trump could be unfairly denied the nomination loomed in the minds of some of his supporters, including insurance agent Wendy Dahlman.
If they end up going to a brokered convention, I will go down to the Republican headquarters and rip up my Republican card. I will leave the party.
Dahlman fears Republican leaders could change convention rules to nominate someone favorable to the Republican establishment. She says even if heading into the convention, Trump doesn't reach 1,237 delegates, he should automatically be the nominee as long as he has the most delegates. She feels his business savvy is needed to turn the country around.
He's very clearly the favorite, and it's just the establishment doesn't support him.
Trump is also a favorite target for protesters. In Arizona, activists protesting Trump's stance on violence and immigration shut down the road leading into the rally. The polarization around Trump has many Republican analysts concerned about Trump's chances in a general election. Ted Cruz supporters chanted, "We choose Cruz," at a rally at Arizona Christian University in Phoenix. There, Cruz pointed out Trump's possible electability challenges.
I agree with the 65 to 70% of Republicans who say if Donald Trump is our nominee, it's a disaster that Trump loses to Hillary and we lose the whole country.
Cruz told the packed student center that his own campaign still had a chance of winning. Or if neither he nor Trump got to that magic number of 1,237, Cruz said he could win a contested convention when delegates vote. Cruz said his chances were bolstered by Florida Senator Marco Rubio dropping out.
The overwhelming majority of those Rubio supporters have come and are supporting us. And so we keep getting stronger and stronger.
Kathy Davis, a real estate agent, is one of those former Rubio supporters who switched over to Cruz in the last week. She liked what she heard from Cruz on Friday.
Cruz is a strong constitutionalist. I have the utmost confidence in voting for him. I don't for Trump.
Davis says she doesn't trust Trump and believes he has no moral compass. Still, she thinks only Trump and Cruz should be the contenders for the party's nomination at the convention, since they're likely to be the only two who can qualify under current rules.
That doesn't mean I'll vote for Trump later. It's just I think that the convention needs to be a solid convention, and they shouldn't be any monkey business.
But the fact that Republican voters like Davis could stay home if Trump is the nominee, and some Trump supporters may renounce the Republican Party if their guy isn't the nominee, shows why this primary season is turning out to be such high stakes for the GOP. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Jaffe Block in Phoenix.